Tanya Harding, that new mullet is so awesome on you. You look so handsome. I'm so glad to hear from you. Remember who you are, stand up for what you believe in, and go out there and show them what you got. And no matter what, always have fun with everything. Life isn't just about ups, it's about ups and downs. So, life is a roller coaster, just wait it out. I love you. Have a blessed holiday season. So sweet. So fine. So nice. Oh my. Mama. Mama.
Oh. What's up? Good evening. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. I am your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. And this week we're putting the United in Dome Patrol United, as I have a fellow Dome Patrol broadcaster and UK Saints fan, super fan, Ben is with us this evening. Young Ben, young, handsome Ben. Ben's like 25 years old and lives in some village in England, as far as I know, because I have a very primitive view of other countries, and that's on me, Ben. That's not on you. You may not actually live in a village, but you're young.
I do.
Well, good. You're like 45 minutes outside of London or something. But yeah. Young man, recently married, and yep. First time we've had him on back on the show since he's been a newlywed. Ben, what's up? Welcome to Taking the Over.
Cheers, man. Good to be back on again. Love the show as always. Loving what you're doing, man. Great content.
Thank you. Well, we've got a little bit of a cliffhanger that will have been solved by now, in that in this week's intro, you heard the cameo that we bought.
What a week to have it as well, considering the breaking news coming from France at the moment. I don't know if it's broken over there.
Oh, yeah, in America. Yeah. So what we're referring to is, of course, Tanya Harding is our cameo queen of 2021 on Taking the Over. We're very, very excited. Tanya was awesome. She's an awesome sport. She's an awesome human being. And I'm glad that we landed on her as the cameo winner this year. And then there's news that broke. I guess this broke, what, today, Ben?
Yeah, this morning I saw it.
Well, what happened? It was like a PSG soccer player. Tell the listeners about
it. Yeah, so a female PSG soccer player was driving back from dinner with a teammate in a car who plays the same position. Took a wrong turn down an alleyway where two guys jumped the car and then started beating the other player with poles in the legs and injuring her. Ooh. Oh. And now it's all come out that the because they play the same position, so they're competing for minutes in the same team.
They're competing for the same. So one player had her teammate clubbed in the leg in order to gain her position.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's what it seems to be. Like I said, the police still did an investigation, but it's just amazing that listen to the show last week and now this just happened.
It's
just
the copycat. Well, we've got listeners everywhere, Ben, as you know.
Yeah.
You know, that poor lady, her teammate might have listened to Taking the Over and been inspired by our Tanya Harding talk. And then, you know, her teammate decided to commission a leg attack. It's an old move, you know.
It is mental to think people have that. That is literally like logging on to the Dome Patrol server and just deleting the Tiger's Den.
I don't even. That's pretty mental.
It could happen.
Well,
just warning you, Scott.
Okay. Oh, is this a threat from Ben Scott? All right. Well, Ben is mental. All right. You're of the age where the Tanya Harding thing happened. You weren't kicking around, right?
No, it was before. It was 93, 94, wasn't it?
Yeah, in those years, yeah.
Yeah, I was born 95. I was born 95, so.
Yeah, before you were born.
I just remember the first time I really heard about it was when the film came out. The film came out not so long ago about it.
Yeah, I, Tanya. Yeah.
That's the first time I really heard about it.
Oh, well, you're not the right guest to talk about Tanya. She's a legendary lady. It's just
it's
so
not
surreal.
Huge over here because it's obviously it's an American sports story. Imagine if it was like a British athlete over here, it'd be folklore.
You've got a good little story kicking over there in France, you know.
Yeah, it's one to keep an eye on.
For sure.
I don't think we've had the last of it.
You've been able to make it to some of these NFL London games, have you?
Unfortunately for myself, yes, I've been to both the shit games that they put on this year. But it's interesting, really. Like the Jets game was terrible, but I had an interest in it because I hate the Falcons, and you kind of rooting for the Jets that way. And then the Jags game was actually, even though it was against the Dolphins, it was a really good game where the Dolphins took an early lead. The Jags came back and then kicked the winner in the last second of the game. So actually, it was an enjoyable day, and it's great catching up with all the UK Saints fans over here. We had a big group of us that were meeting at pubs beforehand. So yeah, it's always good to go to those games to meet up with those kind of people again. And it's just good to chat Saints football to people face-to-face over instead of a Zoom screen.
There was a big controversy, my understanding as an outsider. There was a big controversy in the UK NFL community in that, if I'm understanding this correctly, you guys built one of those it's like a beer cup snake in the stands where everybody puts their empties together and y'all form like long, like, that's impressive. We would do that at the bar, but never at like a sporting event with thousands and thousands of other people. That's a really impressive thing. But my understanding of the ensuing kerfluffle was that people started throwing their empties that maybe weren't quite empty at the snake to add to the beer cup snake. And it started like hitting families and children and stuff. And then those people got upset.
I was in the stand where it started.
Okay.
I
You, of course, were not throwing any objects
absolutely
while you were at the
no.
game. Okay.
I was good. Not throwing any objects at children. Not throwing any
knows.
Objects at children.
Not
at all.
No objects at children, right.
Not at all. So, basically, I was kind of mad because I saw it going on, and suddenly there was a stop in the play, and then you just saw loads of these cups coming down from the second tier, the second and third tier, coming down to the front tier. And like, I mean, like, it was raining cups. There was so many, like, hammering down. At first, I thought it was loads of T-shirt cannons because they're firing T-shirt cannons into the crowd. And I thought it was just loads of T-shirt cannons going off, but it wasn't. These were all just cups. And yeah, I think they got the snake got to from, like, the front row all the way back to near the bar.
How much are they selling a cup of beer for at the Tottenham Stadium?
£7.20 for a pint.
So that's like $10 US probably?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, but for a pint, not a bottle. I don't know if you guys in the dome do bottles. I can't remember last time I went if it was a bottle or...
Yeah, they'll do like 20. I think it's like 20 ounces or 22 ounces it's a lot. I don't know. I hadn't bought them in a lot. Yeah. I mean, but I think it's like something stupid like $12 or $13 now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. Well, we're traveling to Nashville to see the Saints take on the Titans this week.
I'm jealous, man.
Oh, I'm excited. I need a vacation. I'm excited to go and see our buddies and all that.
We would have gone if it wasn't for COVID, because obviously they've literally just opened up the COVID travel like 2 days ago for UK to come to the US.
Well, that's good. I hope y'all can come next year, unless it's in London, in which case we'll be going there. But
oh, I'm definitely there next year for the Seahawks game I've penned in, because I really want to see Russell Wilson tear it up against his old team.
Oh, wow. That's a hot take, Ben.
You're going to see Russell Wilson air attack to OBJ and Michael Thomas.
All right. You ready to get into it? You ready? I don't even want to get started on it. I'm just ready for it to be over. Okay. I'm just ready for it all to be over. I had a pretty relaxed wagering weekend last weekend, in that I literally only placed three bets. Yeah. Well, I just took a break, man. I'm getting ready. You know, some weekends you're like, don't want an intense football watching experience. And so I placed, you know, just a couple bets. I believe they all lost. I can't remember. But it was like taking a week off. from just hardcore getting in it. And probably going to do something similar this weekend, which is why I'm so excited to have you amongst us, because you're kind of a low-key degenerate gambler. Like, you know, we take for granted over here that all of y'all have full easy access to app-based sports gambling and have for quite a while. So y'all are already in the thick of it. Glad to have you. Oh yeah, yeah. You're showing me your bets. I'm glad to have you, because I'm going to lean into you this week to make all the bets, and I'm going to have one recommendation for the people. All right, are you ready? Fair enough with that?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to skip Thursday. We're going to just start talking about the games on Sunday. Jacksonville is traveling to Indy. Indy's a 10.5 point favorite. Total on the game's 47.5. Indianapolis, you know, I don't like betting with them. I like betting against them. Jacksonville coming off a victory, a surprise, shocking victory over the Buffalo Bills. And it makes me so excited that I didn't get too crazy and place a bunch of parlays and stuff like that last weekend, because I guarantee you, if I'd placed a bunch of NFL parlays last weekend, Buffalo Jacksonville would have been in every single one of them as just a stupid, easy, really not even that much of a multiplier money line part, a money line base, and it'd be in a lot of bets. And that's what a lot of people do, and a lot of people did, and a lot of people lost. A lot of parlays got busted when Jacksonville took out the Bills. Now, this week, can they take out Carson Wentz and the Indianapolis Colts? They're 10.5 point road dogs. What do you think, Ben?
Don't go by my pick'ems on the Dome Patrol, but 10.5's a lot. I know it's an indie, but for a division game, 10.5, I just find that's quite a lot of points to give up. Especially after, you know, they won in London, had a bye, got smacked in Seattle, and then won again against Buffalo. It's a horrible game to pick. I know the over-under is at 47.5, and I wouldn't go near that with a barge pole. But I'd probably go Jags on this one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't like Carson Wentz having to clear 10.5 against anybody. I'm laying off. Like I said, I'm going real, real easy and strategic this week. You got the faith in the Jags and getting 10.5 there. Next game is this one's going to be another very interesting one and a pretty close matchup. The Cleveland Browns are traveling to New England to take on the Patriots. The Patriots are 1.5 point home favorite. Total on this game is 45.5. Cleveland looked good without a certain wide receiver just going out and improvising his own routes last week. The offense was efficient. They put up over 40 points for one of the few times in the Baker Mayfield era. And New England's just been getting solid rookie quarterback play out of the young man that tried to twist a defender's ankle off.
On
live television in front of millions and millions of people last week. Dude, I fear for old Mac Jones's life.
Yeah, because he's got Myles Garrett going at him as well this week.
Myles Garrett's part of that. It's like a brotherhood. It's like a club, these defensive end.
Did you hear Brian Burns?
Yeah, he said to my... Happy hunting to my fellow defensive ends.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. He's about to learn a lesson.
Putting a bounty on his head. You've literally just put a bounty on his
I don't take it that way. Like, when you use that kind of language, the league gets involved. I think he should have the right to say that. I don't think they should fine him.
Oh, no, they shouldn't fine him for that. But that's technically what he's done, isn't he?
No.
He's saying, go get it.
He's saying, this dude tried to twist my foot off, and you've got to answer to, with between the whistles, you got to answer to people stuff that between you do whistles. After the whistle. Yeah, between, yeah. The whistles.
Yeah. Between the whistles. That's what I'm talking. Yeah.
Hit him as hard as you can.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, I just, it's typical Patriots. They're kind of getting it all together now, aren't they? Mac Jones is looking kind of hard, you know, he's serviceable. I'm going to go with the Patriots on this one.
I hear you.
No, Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb's on the COVID protocol. So
yeah, he's not playing.
So, you need to run the ball up there as well. And I don't think Cleveland will be able to run the ball without Chubb.
Dallas is hosting Atlanta. 54. The total opened at 50.5. It's up to 54.5 now. Dallas is a 9.5-point home favorite. I mean, this in a normal, ordinary week, I would want nothing to do with this game because I hate both of these teams. And they've been a little unpredictable lately, both of these teams. Dallas coming off a loss, Atlanta coming off a win. Dallas coming off an improbable loss, Atlanta coming off improbable win. I don't like it. Just talking about it makes me nauseous like you've been these last few days. So we're going to skip that one, and we're going to go straight to Buffalo traveling to take on the Jets. The Jets are going to have White back at quarterback again this week. They're now letting Zach the Mormon kind of hang out, you know, make sure you just take some extra time to get well while we check out and make sure we might have a Tom Brady in the mid. Mike White might be the next Tom Brady, Ben.
Imagine that for the Jets as well.
Oh, wouldn't that be a story? That's not going to happen. Buffalo's a 12.5-point road favorite to the Jets. You know me, man. If this one reaches out to me because I love betting on the Jets. I love betting on the Jets. Come on, man. 12.5. The Buffalo couldn't even beat lowly Jacksonville last week. Ben, what's your thoughts on Buffalo and the Jets?
Something's not right with Buffalo.
They're 5-3. They have the same record the Saints do, by the way.
Yeah, that's so. A division game, 12.5 is a lot of points, but it is the Jets. And I think this is where Mark White turns into Nate Peterman. Remember him? He came in and had a storm for the Buffalo.
Oh, you think he's
and then he was
like,
terrible?
Yeah, one interception for every two throws or something like Peterman did that day.
It could be something like that. I'm not getting on the Mark White train. Just yet.
Have you watched Mike White?
I've seen the highlights. Yeah, I've seen the highlights.
No. Come on. I've watched Mike White. He's got it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got what it takes. Yeah. Okay. And he's got a live. And he's one of those guys. He's so crazy because I think he got drafted in like 2018. But he's one of those guys that like they stuff him. They keep a spot for him every year. You know, they don't let him hit the waiver wire because they believe in him. And then they go and they draft a quarterback in the first round, but they've had this guy kind of chilling the whole time. And everybody, it's one of those, like everybody talks about, yeah, he's really good. We don't know why he's never really got a shot.
Well, the 12.5 points is a lot for me, but I wouldn't mind putting Buffalo in a parlay somewhere. It's just on the money line.
You don't see a collapse of Buffalo again, huh?
No, I don't see it. I can't see them losing to the Jags and the Jets 2 weeks running. I can't see it. I really rate Sean McDermott as a coach. I can't think his culture would allow that sort of thing to happen.
I'm with you. I think he's a good coach too. But 12.5 is too many.
Yeah, 12.5. That's why I would go money line in the parlay with him. I wouldn't touch it with 12.5.
Are you working a parlay? I think you've been trying to show me a parlay on the screen.
Yeah,
you got a parlay going this week?
I have got a parlay.
Multi?
Yes.
What you got?
Yes. So I've got the Chiefs at -2.5 against the Raiders. I know.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I know. You're going to say that, man. I know. But 2.5, that's a field goal, man. Come on. You got to think the Chiefs will beat the Raiders.
You're going to lose that game outright.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's money.
The Raiders,
line,
man.
That's money. You said Raiders or Ravens?
Raiders, Vegas.
I feel the same way.
Really? Oh man!
Yeah,
and then,
The Raiders more drama.
How do they play?
And they thrive with it.
Yeah. So I've got the Chiefs at -2.5. Then I've got the Rams and the 49ers. The Rams -4. And then I've also got the Vikings at the Chargers. The Chargers -2.5. And then I've got the Bills on money line.
All right, we're going to skip New Orleans, Tennessee, and come back to it because that's my game of the week. Tampa is traveling to Washington to take on football team. Tampa's a 9.5-point favorite on the road. Total on the game is 51.5. Dude, Tampa's been covering. Except for when they played the Saints, but Tampa's been covering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I I'd bet Tampa on that one. Off a bye week.
You've got that in one of your parlays?
I haven't.
No, you're just straight taking that one?
Yeah, I'll straight take Tampa on that one, man. They've had a bye week. This is what Tom Brady does, isn't it?
I like it. Detroit traveling to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a 9-point home favorite over the Lions. 42.5 is the total. Lions are just going nuts over there.
Did you hear what Dan Campbell did with the Eagles game tape? Did you hear about this story?
No, I didn't hear about the story. I love crazy Dan Campbell stories, though.
So apparently he took the game tape and buried it with all the players. Took a shovel out in the training ground somewhere, dug a hole, and buried that game tape. Said it's in the past.
It's like he's trying to do some Sean Payton shit.
Yeah. Like that is motivate with wacky.
Yeah, but it's weird.
It's just mental. I love him. It's just mental.
I think you're only going to get to love him for this year.
I'll take him back on the Saints in a heartbeat. Just as the crazy assistant coach that Payton could just reel out.
Yeah, we could use him. We could use him. Pittsburgh is just weird this year. It's a odd farewell. Mike Tomlin is like the soul of the NFL. He's like the moral grandfather, you know, at the age of probably my age of the NFL. He's been doing it for so long as a head coach already. But Pittsburgh's just a weird team, and I don't like them to cover 9 against anybody, including lowly Detroit.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one. It is. You can see Detroit hanging in there for a little bit, and then Pittsburgh just putting their foot down, accelerating the fourth quarter a little bit, but not enough to get 9 points, I don't think.
This next one, I think I'm about to jump all over. In fact, I didn't even realize this was happening. I'm going to place this bet right now as we're here doing this. Minnesota's traveling out to SoFi Stadium to take on the Chargers. And the Chargers are a 3-point home favorite to the Minnesota Vikings. And I don't really care about the 53-point total on this game. I love betting on the Chargers. You get that afternoon game. You get to watch Herbert go out there and sling the ball around for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns every single week, it seems like. And Minnesota's got problems.
Yep. Well, Minnesota's I got in there early.
Problems.
I got in there early. I got them at -2.5.
We're referring to Dalvin Cook. I don't expect Dalvin Cook to suit up this weekend.
No, of course not.
And I know that may even be already be baked into. I mean, this is clearly baked into this as I'm looking at it now. You would imagine that the bookmakers are inferring that no Dalvin Cook is going to, this line is going to stay. I mean, this line opened at -3. It's still at -3.
Really? Because I got it at -2.5 when I placed my bet.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
Yeah. That's why I just jumped on it straight away. I was like,
yeah.
Really?
At -2.5 or at -3, it's a great move.
That was before Dalvin Cook news. So
but
now,
sometimes these lines won't move, though. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the Gruden line didn't really move when Gruden was ousted. That line really didn't move too far. And the Raiders still won that game. But sometimes these major events, I mean, like the Aaron Rodgers thing, obviously that line moved, right? That line moved like 6 points. But the I think this is baked in as one of those where the line did not move, even though this crazy, you know, Cook is not going to play on Sunday. I really like taking the Chargers here. -2.5, -3, wherever you can get it. Total, I don't care about the total. I don't care about the total on this game.
No, I see that.
Carolina's going to take on Arizona at home in Phoenix. 10.5 is the spread to Arizona being the favorite. Total on this game is 44. Arizona felt like it was a very slight favorite to San Francisco last week, and it ended up being Kyler Murray did not play.
Julio Jones.
Right.
And not Julio Jones. Sorry, DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins didn't play either. Colt McCoy went out there and got it done. The Cardinals are looking like a complete football team. Like they can go out and win a big game like that convincingly without their two best star players on offense.
And the Panthers are going to be playing PJ Walker at quarterback.
Yeah, the Panthers are officially, you can say week 9, week 10 was the end of the Sam Darnold era for good in Carolina. That lasted 9 weeks.
That's a shame. That's a shame. I wish it lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah, you hate to see a miss on Sam Darnold, you know? You want your keep pounding rivals to keep pounding and, you know, not go and get a shitty quarterback from the Jets and oops, that didn't work.
But hey, at least they're going to have a shit record this year and there's just nothing coming out of the draft as a quarterback.
I'm staying away from Arizona, Carolina.
Really, I'm not. I'm all over
Arizona. You think they're going to cover 10.5?
Yeah, easy.
Carolina's easy. Got a scary little defense, though, I'll be honest.
They do.
But they got a scary little defense that can keep them in any game.
No, I'm still taking Arizona on that.
I'm going to tell you my strategy this week. I'm going with like slight bets. I'm laying off a lot of these games. Seattle travels to Green Bay. It sounds like Aaron Rodgers is going to be eligible to play this game. Green Bay -3 is the line. Seattle coming in as a road dog. 49.5 is the total. Russell Wilson is said to be back for this game, and Aaron Rodgers is said to be back for this game, and we're going to get it. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon slot. We'll be coming out of the Nashville Stadium, so who knows what kind of state we'll be in. But this looks like a fascinating game for all the people that are going to be able to watch it.
Yeah, it is going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to that game. I think isn't Russell Wilson 0-3 or 0-4 in his career at Lambeau? I saw some stat like that.
He's had some trouble up there.
Yeah, so Rodgers will be back on the Saturday. Rodgers coming out of Saturday. He's just the biggest prick going. He's just going to have that big fuck you mentality, isn't he? And he's just going to throw 300, 400 yards. You can just see it, can't you?
Do you think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be in attendance?
You know what? If he doesn't sign, for various reasons we spoke about on WhatsApp, if he is signed for the Packers, I will laugh.
Oh yeah. I want him to sign the Packers too. I'm rooting for the Packers to get Odell for sure. All right. Ben likes Green Bay there. Philly is traveling to Denver. My goodness, Denver is getting is a 3-point home favorite. Philadelphia is getting 3 on the road. 45 is a total. I'm seeing even money on this, meaning there's no vig. Trying to push you to Denver -3. Again, two unpredictable teams. You never know what you're going to get. You know, two not very good teams. Nothing about this excites me. Nothing I would put money on here. And then when the props come out, it's not something I'd be involved with there. But I know you're a degenerate. What are you doing?
I'm going to pick Denver. I think Philly are on a bit of a tailspin. You see, they're chucking flowers at their head coach. They're not sure on Jalen Hurts. Denver's always a hard place to go. I'm going Denver.
I've got no play on it because I'm saving up everything, Ben. All my gambling approach, you know, in the past I've talked about different types of bets, different styles of bets, different mindsets of bets, right?
Yeah.
There's the pure entertainment bet, which is what most of your bets should be. Those of you that are new to the sports wagering in Louisiana, I really want y'all to pay attention to this. There's just the pure entertainment bet, which is what really almost 100% of your bets or 100% of your bets should be. You should approach this as entertainment. To me, it's like going to the movies or buying fireworks, right? You're going into it strictly from I'm going to put some stakes on this and I'm going to enjoy watching the sporting event for 3 hours, right? The next lane that I can sometimes talk about is one that I see that's like let's win some money for real bet, right? Like there's something wrong here. This feels exploitable. I think I'm more knowledgeable than the world.
Yeah.
And I tend to be pretty good with those, and most of those are in MMA, it seems lately. But
well, so it's like the one I sent you last week was Mark Ingram over 8 yards receiving.
Yes.
And it's just like, that's free money. How often does Peyton go to the screen to Ingram?
like his first two touches the week before were screened. He covered exactly. that in his first two touches. So that's lazy bookmaking, really. And you found it and you exploited it. But usually on props, that's why there's something they'll have lower limits on props. You know.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have a limit over here.
On prop, they didn't. That's not something no. bookies discretion. But most bookies will put a lower limit on props.
Nah, not William Hill over here.
That's pretty smart. Yeah, so the next lane is like, I really want to make some money on this. The third lane, and I've referred to this before, and I mentioned it in one of the main pods this week, is the insurance bet. So, pertaining to the Saints traveling to Nashville to take on the Titans, you know, I'm taking a vacation going to Nashville and watching the Saints play against the Titans with everybody else. The Saints are a 3-point underdog, last I saw. And the Saints are, I mean, they're expected to lose this game. I hope, I'm going in as a spectator, as an emotional Saints fan, hoping for a win, but expecting a loss. Going in kind of guarded. We've learned to do that these last few years as Saints fans, be guarded, yeah. you know. But I want to place like almost like an insurance bet against my time, energy, money, and emotion when I'm in Nashville. And it looks like this. Nashville is a minus 150 favorite on the money line, meaning just straight up Nashville win, right? So minus 150 means if I place a $150 wager, I'm going to win $100, right? Or if I place a $15 wager, I'm going to win $10.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing where I look at, if I go to that game and the Saints lose by any amount, what if I place a bet that pays for my ticket to be there? Now, if the Saints win and I lose,
it's worth the extra money.
Right. Now, if the Saints win and I lose this bet, hey, man, I just bought a Saints win.
Yeah. You would have paid extra for that ticket knowing that it was going to be a
victory. The question is, would you pay extra for a victory?
Yeah, of course you would.
Would you pay yourself for a loss?
No.
I want everybody that's going to Nashville to do this.
I kind of did that for this weekend just gone, but that was a special
occasion. I've done it before. This is the third lane of gambling for me. This is the third lane. So that's, you know, I can't even remember what I paid for my ticket. I think it was like $150 or something, right? It's like, what is that, like $225, $250, something like that?
I looked today just curious at Nashville tickets, and where you said you were sitting, they're on for about $200 at the moment.
Yeah. I'm excited. I've never sat in the end zone before. But we'll see.
I sit there for the UK games. It's a good place to be.
Seems like the kind of place you'd sit. You seem like an end zone guy.
At the Tottenham ground I am, but at the Wembley I'm about the 30 yard line on the visiting team's bench.
Does that bet make sense to you?
Absolutely, 100%. I'd be all over. Like, I had the same thing this weekend with my town in the FA Cup doing that long mammoth of, if people listen to the Don't Patrol Prem, they would have heard the story about that. And then the whole thing was going up there, going so far, was literally, there's no chance we're going to win this. There's a very outside chance we're going to win
this.
Oh,
yeah. You did it with Horsham, yeah.
Yeah. So you put a tiny little bet on for them to win. Because like, I'm talking like £5.
Horsham was plus 900.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But you put £5 in that and that comes in, that's paid for my whole day.
Right.
But then the victory for us was not to get hammered, was just to make a game of it. So then I didn't realize I did this, but I must have been sober at the time. I put a bet on for over under goals under 2.5.
Yeah.
And that was a small victory, like, but I also had a bet in with Carlisle that came in, and that gave me some money back as well, so it was good. It's all about the small victories and the defeat.
Small victories and bets that you don't remember, or that you were so drunk that you improperly placed the bet and you accidentally won because you were drunk.
Yeah
I'm proud of you, Ben. I really am. I'm very proud of you. Just want to let you
know. One of the best bets I've ever placed.
I'm so proud of you. All right. Dude, that's all I got. I know it's late over there, you know, but I am very thankful that you've decided to come on this evening. I thank you for listening. I appreciate all of the UK fans. I know there's a lot of UK listeners, and they're very, very supportive, and I really do appreciate that. I can't imagine what it must be like to be a UK Saints fan and listening to a fucking lunatic like me and getting anything out of it. So thank you all so much for the listens and the downloads, and I enjoy all the time we get to visit. Ben, do you have anything to say to any of the overtakers out there before we call it a night?
I just, you know, I keep banging that drum for your legalized gambling and getting your app sorted, because I tell you, man, it's good fun. It is.
Yeah,
good
they'll
fun.
Be here. We're gonna get them out for the first thing.
You get them. I generally am. I think I said this last time, but I am so excited for you guys to have this.
I'm not even really that excited. I mean, I've also had it for, you know,
yeah,
ever. So it's not new to me. It's gonna be new to a lot of people,
like people like Scott and like that. It's just gonna be funny.
I'm apprehensive. I'm apprehensive. That's why I encourage everybody to approach it like healthy. And that it is purely entertainment. Anything that you wager is something that you're prepared to lose.
100%. Never, you know, they have a slogan up here: when the fun stops, stop. Like,
yeah,
enjoy it. But yeah, but no, that's all for me. Enjoy you. I'm so jealous this week, and enjoy it.
Thank you, man. We'll be in touch. You know, like James made an edict where we're not allowed to call him after his dinner time. So,
well, I'm actually working. So I'll be a little bit later than that. So you can call me guys a little bit later.
All right. Look, man, thank you so much. And that's it. We'll see you guys again next week. Cheers. Love you. Thank you, Tanya Harding. I love you. Bye. Well, they've never been